one of the most helpful things Maggie did was, my model, not for Mathilde, but for what a 92-year-old woman was like, was my mother, who lived to be almost 95 and was very spry. And I would say, "Mom, do you want to?" And she'd say, "Yes," before I finished the question. And I, you know, my wife and I have these memories of trying to help her into our Volkswagen bus in those days, and she would just hop in like a kid. So I would, at the beginning when we were talking, I would have movement for Maggie. And finally she said, I don't want to do that. I really don't want to do that. I think a 92-year-old woman would be anchored in her chair. But that would really be, whenever she could be in her chair, she'd be in her chair. And then I thought about my mother at 95, and that was exactly the case. And so I went with that. And I saw Michel, and he was really happy, and I said, "What?" And he said, "If you can anchor her in the chair, I can give you angles so that you can direct, you can block those actors almost the way you would block them in a play or in life. You can really move them around, and I can stay with them because she's the fulcrum in a way." And we had a hell of a lot of stuff in the house, because it's about a guy who inherits an apartment, so ipso facto we're in the apartment. So I didn't want that to be stagnant like a stage play, suddenly we were able, and I wanted to do long languid shots. You know, I wanted to do as few cuts as possible in the house, and I wanted to use mirrors a lot. When I don't know if you noticed in the movie that, but this, you can always see a reflection of somebody that you're seeing full on. At the same time, you can see another angle on almost every scene with every character. There are mirrors working, and Michel was great. He was so happy that, you know, he's a great collaborator. You know, I don't know if he's happy with all the guys, but with all the directors, but he was really an enormous help to me.